Welcome to WX Nation's podcast from Fort Worth, Texas. Visit WXNation.com, a site for all to enjoy, man, woman, and child. Now here's the webmaster.
Welcome to WX Nation podcast number 4. This is for July 13th, 2005, the day that NASA was supposed to go back into space with Discovery, but it did not happen. It wasn't the weather, it was called off due to a faulty fuel tank sensor. It will be Saturday at the earliest for the next launch date, but we'll get into that a little bit later. First, let us begin with some news, and we'll start with weather. Tropical Storm Emily, still a tropical storm, was expected to become a hurricane today, the 13th, but it's going farther south than expected. A little further south than Dennis. And as a result, it's possibly going to hit Mexico instead of going into the Gulf. We'll see what happens with that. The other thing, it's going quick. It's moving about 18 to 20 miles an hour due west, and so it's not really getting as organized as it would if it were going a little slower. So it's got winds of about 60 miles an hour as of this afternoon. It's still expected to become a hurricane, but that probably won't happen until tomorrow. So we will watch Emily. What might happen, it might go into the Gulf, and it might affect the U.S. If it did, it would be well into next week. But that may not happen. The track keeps changing, so stay tuned and check out the WX Nation wire. The red box will show you the latest in the track and the location and speed and all that kind of stuff. As for Hurricane Dennis, a couple interesting things that came out of that. I mean, it was great that that the hurricane was downgraded to Category 3 just before it made landfall. It was still a powerful hurricane, but it was a much weaker hurricane than a few hours before landfall when it was at 145 mile an hour maximum sustained winds. It was when it came in, it was between 115 and 120. And it moved a lot faster, and it was a much more condensed and small storm compared to Ivan, so it didn't cause as much damage. They're not expecting as much in insured losses. They're saying in the $1 to $3 billion range right now. I saw one report that had it at $8 billion, but the rest are all saying $1 to $2.5 or $1 to $3 billion range. Now, just for comparison, Ivan caused about $7.1 billion in damage when it slammed into an area just literally miles to the west of where Dennis went in, which was near Pensacola. Ivan hit in Gulf Shores, Alabama, right next to the state line for Florida, is where the center, at least, of Ivan went in. Now, there was a release that was just issued from the Weather Channel that showed that they had another successful weekend ratings-wise. They, among all the cable news information networks, they claimed that they were number one in the ratings, and that they had their second-best weekend ever behind, I believe it was Francis, it said in the article. The link is in the WX Nation wire. As for the coverage on the networks, the Weather Channel, the coverage seemed to be rather hyped. I mean, it just sounded like they were making a huge deal out of this. And I mean, it was a big deal, but I mean, it just sounded like this was, you know, a Category 5 coming in at some points. I was watching that for about an hour. I flipped over to CNN, so I really didn't get to see all of the coverage from the Weather Channel, but I was actually not really watching much of all between any of the major cable networks. I had it on Fox and CNN, and but really, I have to commend the two local stations in Mobile and Pensacola in that market that did a superb job with coverage on the internet, streaming 24/7 coverage of this hurricane, and those are WPMI TV and WKRG TV, and I was really watching them pretty much the whole time, and had them on in the background, and their stream stayed up. It didn't have any of that goes away and is buffering for a long time. I mean, it really was great to see. I mean, there were times, I believe, with WPMI's coverage where it would cut out with heavy traffic. But it was just great coverage. I mean, I'll probably be watching them again, hopefully not anytime soon, but if this type of storm comes in again in that area, those two will definitely be ones I will consider over the cable networks, over and pretty much anything else. I got the most local information. I wasn't even from the area, but and it was also great to hear some of the emails that were coming in and that they were reading on the air from all over the world. So people were tuning in, and hopefully some of you came through my site and found them through us. This was kind of, I guess, a little disappointing. I mean, I've never really had a problem with the Tropical Prediction Center's website, and I still don't, but I noticed that the advisory seemed to be a little behind for updating. They seemed about an hour behind a lot of the time. The new data would just not come in. A lot of times I'd have to refresh to get that information, get the latest location and wind speed and all that when it's updated. But it seemed to be behind for a good portion of the storm. Some of the worst damage actually happened out 175 miles east of where Dennis made landfall. This was south of Tallahassee in St. Mark's. This town was shocked to suddenly see that it basically was completely flooded, the entire town. And a lot of that was there were just a lot of rainfall came through in bands that were way out there. And I still have a link prominently placed that not only shows that this thing's kind of going to be hanging around southern Indiana for the next 2 days or so at least, through Saturday, it's just going to be sitting there and spinning. And, the latest, let's see, from this morning, I guess, has the maximum sustained winds down to 15 miles an hour, so really nothing that you would really notice. But rainfall accumulations continue to pile up. It looks like Missouri, some locations in Missouri have seen 3 to 5.5 inches. In Illinois, looking at 2 to 3, almost 4 inches of rainfall. More rain just keeps falling over those locations. So Dennis continuing to affect the country. And now, weird news. This one from Key Largo, Florida, and it involves Hurricane Dennis. Humans unable to do this, but Hurricane Dennis took care of it for them. As Hurricane Dennis flips a sunken ship upright, this ship was serving as an artificial reef in 130 feet of water off of that Key Largo, and it flipped upright as Dennis passed by. And that's weird news. You can find that on the WX Nation Wire right now. And let's move on now to the shuttle launch from NASA that was called off today. And we probably won't see another date set. Well, we may hear of a date set, but at least it probably won't happen until Saturday at the earliest. I saw a report earlier, NBC News was reporting that it may be September. I know that if it gets to a point where it's later in this month, then they're going to have to postpone it to September because of the fact that they don't want to launch this thing at night. And they need to time it correctly to get up to the International Space Station. So if it doesn't go off this month, it's not going to go off until September. So let's see what happens there. Now, on the WX Nation Wire, I've got different links, and some of these I just came across recently. I was interested in seeing kind of the history behind Discovery and behind NASA, and just kind of refresh my mind with the things that, we all know about some of the things that have happened through NASA's history, but I've added a couple links in there about not only looking at Discovery and its history and its timeline, but NASA as a whole. And there are a couple interesting links in there. For example, Discovery was chosen, this is the second time it's been chosen for the return to flight, of course, this time after the Columbia disaster in 2003. The first time it was chosen to return to space was in September 1988 after the Challenger tragedy back in 1986 that killed six. Discovery began being built in 1979. It was completed in 1983, and its first flight was August 30th, 1984. I was 11 in 1984 when it first was launched. Anyway, so when it is eventually launched this time around, you'll be able to get the latest stories, live streaming video links, and see weather and webcam images from that part of Florida from the WX Nation wire. So you want to check that out. And you can check out all these things that I've mentioned at WXNation.com and WXNation.com/blog, which is the wire. And that's it for this number 4 podcast for WX Nation. I'm Bill Young, and I will talk to you later. The music for this podcast is from Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com.